Welcome to How I Work, a show about the tactics used by leading innovators to get so much out of their day. I'm your host, Dr. Amantha Imba. I'm an organizational psychologist, the CEO of Inventium, and I'm obsessed with finding ways to optimize my workday. Today, I thought I'd try something different and share some cool stuff that I learned from a book that I just read this weekend. It's called Make Time by Jake Knapp and John Zaratsky. So those are the guys from Google Ventures who wrote a book called Sprint a few years ago, which is another great book if you haven't read that one. So in Make Time, the basic premise that Jake and John put out is that we're all on the busy bandwagon. So we're all busy and we're trying to fill every minute with stuff. And when someone says, how are you? We say busy. And that's just kind of how we are. And then the second thing that's going on is that we're in this world where we're dealing with what they call infinity pools. So infinity pools are the infinite scroll that you have in the most, I guess, addictive apps that are out there, like Facebook and Instagram and so forth. Like, you literally never get to the end of the content. And both of these things have become our default way of being. And we sort of spend our lives reacting to other people's stuff and reacting to the content that's put in front of us, but we never really stop and proactively think about how can we design a better day for ourselves and therefore a better life. So the book has a bunch of different tactics to help us focus on what matters and eliminate the stuff that doesn't. So Jake and John, or he refers to himself as Jay-Z, not to be confused with the rapper, they suggest trying out one or two different tactics at a time and seeing what sticks and what makes an impact. So essentially experimenting on yourself, which is what I'm going to do. So I thought I'd share some of the things that I've taken from the book that I'm going to incorporate into my life. So to start with, a major idea in the book is that every day we should pick what the guys call a highlight. So just one. And this is something that I have tried to apply to my life, where I sort of think about what's the most important thing that I want to achieve today. But generally, I actually think about the two or three most important things. So I'm kind of picking two or three highlights, which I refer to as my deep work or stuff that I do during maker time. And this is interesting because I thought, wouldn't that be kind of almost relaxing to pick one highlight? Because I think my extreme type A personality has just been coming out and trying to be all overachieverish with picking two or three. But for the next week, I'm going to experiment with every day just picking one highlight, which the guys say is a task that's either urgent, will bring you satisfaction, and will bring you joy, or it might do a combination of all three. So, for example, my highlight today was doing a podcast interview with Patty McCord, who's the ex-chief talent officer at Netflix and who co-wrote their very famous culture deck. And that's it. I don't have to strive to conquer more highlights or feel like I'm underachieving if I only do shallow or less productive work for the rest of the day. So I did my highlight this morning, and that's that. Another tip in the book is on your mobile phone, there's quite a few tips around the mobile phone, is to clear your home screen. So literally have it blank, like remove all of the different apps from your home screen and basically just have the phone and the Messenger app right at the very bottom. So I've done this, took a few minutes, and I must say now when I open up my phone, and I'm doing it right now, it looks completely bizarre, but also quite peaceful because all that's staring at me is a picture of my daughter, Frankie. So what this tactic is meant to do is it basically makes you think when you open up your phone, you know, do I really need to do whatever I picked up my phone to do, or am I just killing boredom? So we'll see how that one goes. Another thing that they recommend is deleting the web browser app from your phone. So I use Chrome a lot on my phone, but I've literally, just before recording this podcast, just deleted it. I must say I'm feeling quite anxious about that, which is crazy because I'm only a couple of clicks away from reinstalling it. So we'll see how that one goes. The next thing that I'm going to try to do is empty my inbox once a week. So that might sound a little bit odd, but what this tip is about is rather than every day feeling like you have to conquer your inbox and clean it up and get it to inbox zero, rather than feeling that pressure every day, just setting aside once a week to clean it out, basically. And this is quite a big change for me because normally I spend most days trying to get to inbox zero-ish, so that might be inbox 5 or 10 by the end of the day. But now what I'm going to do is I'm going to try on a daily basis to just respond to the important and time-critical emails and leave the rest for a weekly tidy-up, which I've actually scheduled in my diary to do for Thursday afternoon. The final thing that I'm going to try from the book, and in fact there are quite a few more, but for this week, I don't want to overload myself, I'm just going with a few. I've downloaded the app Freedom, which you might have heard about, a lot of people have written about it. And this is basically an app that you can download online, and I'll put a link in the show notes, which locks you out of websites or the internet for preset periods of time. So how I plan to do this is, for me, I find that I'm pretty good at staying out of my inbox in the morning. So that's kind of become a habit. I generally only check email when it comes to late morning or lunch, and I've done my most important things for the day. But what I find is that in the afternoon, I'm constantly in and out of my inbox. So I'm going to trial using Freedom this week to block me from using Gmail. So I literally can't open it from between 1 to 4 p.m. in the afternoon. So I'll do a check at lunchtime, then I'll lock myself out, and then I'll do a final check of email at about 4 p.m. every day. So that's how I'm going to try to change my behavior this week. I'll make sure that I report back in a future episode about how my little experiments have gone. And now, finally, before you skip on over to another podcast, I have a favour to ask, which I ask every episode, but it is fantastic getting feedback from listeners such as yourself. And one of the ways that new listeners can find this podcast is if you give it a review in iTunes. So I would love it so much if you feel like giving this podcast a review in iTunes. Maybe give it 5 stars if you think it's 5-star worthy, and maybe write a few words underneath that. I read every review and they always bring a smile to my face. Obviously, if it's a bad review, that wouldn't, but so far they've all been lovely. And if you like this episode, make sure you hit the subscribe button so that you can be alerted when new episodes are released. That's it for today. See you next week.